The monument was originally dedicated 30 years ago and stood alone as a monument to more than 500 Western New York residents killed in the war in Southeast Asia, and others who never came back but whose fate is unknown. Remains of some of those have been recovered in the decades since. Those decades of standing in the paths of the area's changing seasons damaged the memorial, and architect David Wiedemer was called back to handle the repairs. Ralph Sirianni is chairman of the committee in charge of the monument and its restoration for the future. Sirianni says he was there back then and now.
I remember being out here, weather that was quite different than today. Those of you that were out here that day, remember we weren't exactly basking in the sun. But 30 years later, almost to the day, one day short, here we are with our monument, this portion of it, restored.
Now the monument is flanked by memorials to other wars and the developing monument for those who died in Iraq and Afghanistan. This event honored veterans, Gold Star mothers, the mothers of many of those killed in Vietnam, and it set the ceremonial table for those missing in action. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.